Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. As Raymond Pierre Hylton noted in an issue of Style magazine, downtown Richmond isn't what it used to be. But on February 22, 1960, downtown Richmond was Central Virginia's glitziest shopping spot. It was the place to go at Christmas and Easter, where the Tallheimer's building dominated the town center at 7th and Broad. Back in the late 50s, African Americans could shop there, but they could not sit down to eat at the lunch counters and restaurants, nor were they allowed to try on items of clothing before purchase or allowed to return purchases that did not fit. On February 22, 1960, 34 Virginia Union University students tried to change this by refusing to leave the lunch counters and by allowing themselves to be arrested on charges of trespassing. Like many across the South, they were practicing direct action in the form of sit-ins, boycotts, and strikes. Their specific offense was asking for service at the whites-only Richmond Room restaurant. They were not white. Racial segregation was then a way of life and the law of Virginia. And so they were booked, becoming one in a long line of protest incidents stretching across the South during the early 1960s. Their efforts, seemingly pyrrhic, combined with hundreds of other acts of protest across the South and finally culminated in the 1964 signing of the Civil Rights Act by President Johnson. This act extended voting rights to minorities and outlawed racial segregation in schools, at the workplace, and by facilities that served the general public. Because it was a federal law, it invalidated the state-level Jim Crow laws across the United States South. Tallheimer's has since closed, and the 34 Virginia Union University students arrested over the course of their resistance have since gone on to become doctors, lawyers, engineers, teachers, and journalists. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.